time for the Rural News with Maya Burry in Christchurch. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning again. Been a while since I gave you a Rural News update.
You're missing them, I'm guessing. I'm back. That's right. Now, cheese. Might be a bit early for cheese, but not too early to debate cheese. This is whether cheesemakers should ditch the European names for New Zealand cheese.
Yeah, so a bit of debate over this. One of the main dairy groups in New Zealand, it's defending the use of names like Brie, Mozzarella and Parmesan. But then on the other hand, it's been called an embarrassing practice that should be stopped by the celebrity chef and food entrepreneur Simon Galt. So what's triggered this debate is that the EU wants New Zealand to stop using these names as part of its negotiating stance on a free trade agreement. And Simon Galt, he told a webinar that New Zealand should not fight that proposal. He thinks that we should promote our own names instead, and he gives the example of Hikorangi Blue. But the chair of the Dairy Companies Association, Malcolm Bailey, thinks that it would be foolish to throw away the chance to market well-known international types of cheese.
These names of regions which were applied to dairy products apply around the world. It's not just New Zealand. So there's no reason for New Zealand to give up anything here. It's well known what these brands are when they come from Europe, as it is when New Zealand exports cheeses using some of these names into other parts of the world.
But what about the idea that when an FTA comes in, what would be the point in us trying to compete with a French Camembert by calling our stuff Camembert when it's not?
Well, these specialty cheeses, we use them in the local market, and essentially our cheese trade is dominated in other countries with products like feta and mozzarella, and these names are well known in those other markets. So if New Zealand was to give up using these names, we would have a lot of very confused customers in other countries, which would hurt us very badly. We celebrate the fact that we produce a lot of specialty cheeses in New Zealand using different names, and we don't need to enter into a free trade agreement with Europe and give up our use of any other names to be able to do that.
That's Malcolm Bailey from the Dairy Companies Association, and he was speaking to Eric Frickberg there.
Yeah, it's an interesting debate, that one. Now, how do you lose 900 cows? This is an interesting one, isn't it?
It's a bit of an interesting story. So this is the IHC. It's on the hunt for 900 cows that were pledged as part of a rural fundraiser. And essentially, the animals have gone missing because the fundraising scheme was impacted by COVID-19. So for at least 30 years, farmers have pledged the income from a single calf to help this intellectual disability support service, IHC. It helps them earn money for its programs. And so Greg Miller, he manages fundraising for IHC, and he says that the cattle disease M. bovis, it disrupted the process initially this year. And he said just as that was fixed, the next problem came along.
Just before COVID-19, we were following up with a lot of the very, very generous farmers that support IHC with people with intellectual disability. And they were ready to get many of these calves off to sale, but then COVID-19 shut all the sale yards, and some of the farmers are just realising now that we're putting out this reminder again that they've got calves that are out there, well, they're not calves anymore, you know, they're yearlings, that are still out on the farm. So it would be wonderful if they could locate where those animals are and send them on to sale, which would be fantastic for IHC.
And Greg Miller says the disruption has cost the organisation over $200,000. So they're pretty keen to track down these calves. They've even set up a missing calf hotline, and they're asking anyone with information about the missing 900 to get in touch.